The Owl by Jia Yi. In the year Tan O, fourth month, first month of summer, the day Kui Tzu, when the sun was low in the west, an owl came to my lodge and perched on the corner of my mat, phlegmatic and fearless. Secretly wondering the reason the strange thing had come to roost, I took out a book to divine it, and the oracle told me its secret. Wild bird enters the hall, the master will soon depart. I asked and importuned the owl, where is it I must go? Do you bring good luck? Then tell me. Misfortune? Relate what disaster? Must I depart so swiftly? And speak to me of the hour. The owl breathed a sigh, raised its head and beat its wings. Its beak could utter no word. But let me tell you what it sought to say. All things alter and change, never a moment ceasing, revolving, whirling, and rolling away, driven far off and returning again, form and breath passing onward like the mutations of the cicada, profound, subtle, and illimitable. Who can finish describing it? Good luck must be followed by bad. Bad, in turn, bow to good. Sorrow and joy throng the gate, weal and woe in the same land. Wu was powerful and great. Under Fu Cha it sank in defeat. Yue was crushed at Kuai Chi, but Kuchien made it an overlord. Li Su, who went forth to greatness, at last suffered the five mutilations. Fu Yue was sent into bondage, yet Wu Ting made him his aide. Thus fortune and disaster intertwine like the strands of a rope. Fate cannot be told of, for who shall know its ending? Water, troubled, runs wild. The arrow, quick-sped, flies far. All things, whirling and driving, compelling and pushing each other, roll on. The clouds rise up, the rains come down, in confusion, inextricably joined. The great potter fashions all creatures, infinite, boundless, limit unknown. There is no reckoning heaven, nor divining before the Tao. The span of life is fated, man cannot guess its ending. Heaven and earth are the furnace, the workman the creator. His coal is the yin and the yang, his copper all things of creation, joining, scattering, ebbing and flowing. Where is their persistence or rule? A thousand, a myriad mutations, lacking and ends beginning. Suddenly, they form a man. How is this worth taking thought of? They are transforming again in death. Should this perplex you? The witless take pride in his being, scorning others, a lover of self. The man of wisdom sees vastly and knows what all things will do. The covetous run after riches. The impassioned pursue a fair name. The proud die struggling for power, while the people long only to live. Each drawn and driven onward, they hurry, east and west. The great man is without bent. A million changes are as one to him. The stupid man, chained by custom, suffers like a prisoner bound. The sage abandons things and joins himself to the Tao alone, while the multitudes in delusion, with desire and hate, load their hearts. Limpid and still, the true man finds his peace in the Tao alone. Discarding wisdom, forgetful of form, transcendent, destroying self, vast and empty, swift and wild, he soars on wings of the Tao. Born on the flood, he sails forth. He rests on the river islets, freeing his body to fate, unpartaking of self, his life is a floating, his death a rest. And stillness, like the stillness of deep springs, like an unmoored boat drifting aimlessly, valuing not the breath of life, he embraces and drifts with nothing. Comprehending fate and free of sorrow, the man of virtue heads no bounds. Petty matters, weeds and thorns, what are they to me?